Alison will now introduce three of the letters that have reached the evening news this week.
Yes, we have three letters this week. The first is from Doug Fulcher in Thorpe St Andrew, who asks, "Who said crime doesn't pay?" He says, "Recent news informs me that rapid deployment cells are being built to house petty criminals to murderers at prisons nationwide, including 48 at HM Prison Norwich. These cells are shown as single rooms about 7 by 20 feet in size, containing a bed, a desk, TV, a bathroom with toilet, a wash basin and shower. Nearby is a communal area where presumably one can meet fellow prisoners to discuss their exploits, and a laundry room for washing and ironing as well. All sounds very cosy, whilst just 2 miles away in Norwich itself will be found young men who have never committed an offence in their lives, having to live rough on the streets whilst no one seems to care. And they say crime doesn't pay."
The next two letters both discuss the implications of proposed changes in local government in Norfolk. Dr. Oliver B. Stewart considers the proposals are ill thought out. Ill thought plan needs reform. The plan for a directly elected council leader in Norfolk is, in my opinion, ill thought out and needs urgent reform. There are too many differences between Norfolk as a county and the complexities of the urban identity of Greater Norwich, specifically its growing population infrastructure and political issues at stake. There has been a history of past government attempts to devolve England's power to a regional area or at a metropolitan level. Instead, we should advocate for an elected city mayor for Greater Norwich. An elected city mayor would have a greater connection with the local electorate and be able to reflect the political priorities of Norwich and its surrounding areas. I would go even further, that the current population growth in and around Norwich means that Norwich is becoming a significant regional hub and a metropolitan city. Norwich's urban population is approximately 213,000 and its metropolitan population approximately 376,000, both of which are predicted to increase. While currently Norwich City Council has a ceremonial Lord Mayor at City Hall, it makes more sense for Greater Norwich to have a directly elected mayor to advocate for the interests of the urban and metropolitan area, as well as lobby government for funding priorities for the city and its suburbs. Sadly, Norwich, as well as Norfolk, has missed out on the levelling up agenda, and I doubt an elected council leader for Norfolk County Council would be able to effectively represent the people of Norwich and its surrounding area.
Hal Turkman of Westgate in Hevingham agrees with Dr. Stewart and sees the proposals as heralding the death of local democracy. "The biggest change in local government since 1973 is upon us. We will have a directly elected leader, mayor, in Norfolk soon if public consultation goes the way the county council leadership wants. I have been writing letters about fake devolution since 2015 in this paper. Devolution means the transfer of responsibility from a central government to a local government. This part of the equation will happen. For example, the leader will be given transportation and housing responsibilities. However, moving the power from a central government to a local government will not happen because the government will still be pulling the purse strings and they will still influence the direction of the decision-making from Westminster. That's why we will have Norfolk's first levelling up director, who will be a go-between for the leader's office and the levelling up advisory council in Westminster. In other words, Westminster is setting up national policy distribution centres with directly elected leaders, mayors, to carry out their vision and not local vision. These moves are going to guarantee the death of local democracy for sure. The public consultation is on until March the 20th. You can participate in it on the Norfolk County Council website. Don't delay it. We all need to be heard."